Now, can you also talk about the, it's a little commotion that's going over about the volunteer food distribution line in Hollywood. Can you speak on that for a little while, either one of you, Jerry? What's happening with that?
Well, what it is, they're trying to shut it down. They're complaining about feeding the homeless. They want to actually just move it away to somebody else's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting a lot of flack about drug use and rowdiness and stuff. But what it is, I don't think it's pretty much a lot of people are in the neighborhood is doing this. I think it's outsiders that don't want this thing to keep going on.
Is it close to where the farmer's market is at?
Actually, it's at Sycamore and Romaine, so it's kind of on the border of Hollywood and West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Jerry was saying, this is really a local issue that could be worked out if people were talking to each other rationally. But there's been such an exaggeration of the kind of things that are bound to happen when there are some people with mental illness. You know, of course, there's going to be some issues here and there. But what's happening is they've sort of exaggerated it into a case that's even going to result possibly in a citywide motion by Councilmember Tom LaBange. And so what we are really resisting is any kind of effort to trample on our constitutional rights to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there really should be a right to share food, a right to eat in public. And many organizations in California attempted to address this earlier. We the Homeless Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the issues that Jerry was talking about when we went up to Sacramento. And it basically just says that if you're in a society that allows people to become homeless, you know, just like people can become very wealthy, they can become very poor, then, you know, you have to allow them to do whatever they need to do in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not saying that we're trying to promote a homeless lifestyle or anything like that. But if somebody is homeless, there are a lot of things they can't help but do in public, and eating is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fundamental human right. It's even more fundamental than the Constitution. So the West Hollywood issue is just a case where I think people, there's been a little bit of hysteria and exaggeration. And sure, there's problems. There's going to be problems at any kind of, any kind of volunteer operation. But
mm-hmm.
this could be worked out locally instead of being made into a citywide issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be needing these programs even more now that they're doing these cuts to the CalFresh.
Mm-hmm.
Because where are they going to go? A lot of people depend on these places to eat.
Can you explain exactly what it is, the food line, exactly what they do?
Well, it actually is a time to get a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of people that don't have, the money, if they're getting, I'll give you an example. People that are on general relief, they have a certain amount, $200 and something, every month, and plus a small portion of food stamps to last through the whole month. And they have to go to food pantries, food banks, in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually I've talked to a lot of seniors that are actually saying that they only can eat once a month. And thing is, once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they don't have the resources. One, you're a senior citizen. You can't, especially if you don't have transportation. You can go to the food banks. You can't go to the food pantries to get the food and stuff, to bring it back to prepare for yourself. So,
how many times a day do they serve food?
At this food line that's the subject of all the controversy in Hollywood, it's once a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one time at 6 in the evening. But they do it every day, including Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays. And like Jerry said, for a lot of folks, that's going to be their only chance to get a meal. Because when you're homeless, you don't have cooking facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of limited in what you can get. Even if you do have food stamps, what are you going to do? Sit and open cans of stuff or carry around,
mm-hmm.
huge items that you can't refrigerate, that you can't store. So like he said, there's actually going to probably be more of a need for these programs as food stamps and other programs are cut.